USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tuesday is the first official day of summer. This as millions of Americans are dealing with a heat wave of triple-digit temperatures. Forecasters saying today will be another scorcher for millions of Americans from the Central Plains to the Upper Midwest. In an advisory late Monday, the National Weather Service said dangerous heat will continue to make headlines. People in the Upper Great Lakes will roast with highs in the upper 90s, with temperatures as much as 20 degrees above average. Kids under 5 can now get COVID vaccinations. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy calling it a very big moment in the fight against the virus. Murphy saying COVID is more dangerous than the flu for young children. According to the CDC, through May 28th, 442 children under the age of 4 died of COVID. USA Radio News.
PaidForByGovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Texas Senate Special Committee to Protect All Texans is holding a hearing on last month's Uvalde school shooting, which left 21 victims dead. Democratic State Senator Royce West describes a situation he's concerned about.
This committee ends up in a partisan divide that it further intensifies the tension in this state concerning whether our children will be safe.
Texas Republican lawmakers say they're worried about solutions that could infringe on Texans' Second Amendment right to bear arms. They're calling for measures improving school safety and resources for mental health. The Supreme Court is ruling that public vouchers can be used for private and religious schools in rural areas of the United States. The case that originated in Maine means parents, in some cases, now have the choice to send their kids to schools using their taxes meant for public schools. This is USA Radio News.
PaidForByGovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-
A new study is out detailing the most patriotic state.
According to a report from WalletHub, Alaska is the most patriotic state in the country. The personal finance website compared each state across 13 indicators, including veterans per capita, average number of military enlistees, Peace Corps members per capita, and the percentage of adults who voted in 2020. All 13 of the indicators fell into two categories, military engagement and civic engagement. Rounding out the top five is Montana, Virginia, North Dakota, and Oregon. The top five least patriotic states were Arkansas, New York, Rhode Island, Florida, and Massachusetts. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Rhode Island Democratic Governor Dan McKee is signing three gun control bills into law Tuesday. One measure bans gun magazines with more than 10 rounds, while another raises the firearm purchasing age from 18 to 21. New videos are surfacing of a secret chip.
The Columbia National Navy used a remotely operated vehicle to get closer and capture new videos and images of the San Jose Galleon, an 18th century ship that sank off of Colombia's northwest coast. It was sunk by the British in 1708. Its exact location is being kept secret by authorities because the 200-ton payload has been valued at $17 billion.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.